I know for you professionally, that was your first trip to Dodger Stadium. Had you ever been before?
No, that was my first time, man. That was awesome. Awesome.
And a nice way to just ease into things with Clayton Kershaw. Anything surprise you about facing him yesterday?
No, I mean, he's one of the best left-handers to pitch in the game. And his fastball is sneaky, man. He's got this cutter that he's been doing now and throwing into righties. And, you know, my first at-bat, I'm trying to time up because, you know, he's got that funky little windup. And then, I had three pitches or four pitches and out of bat, and he punched me out. And then the next at-bat, he was, like, slide-stepping. He was smoky. He was on second base. So two completely different stretch and windup and moves and stuff like that. So he's funky.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest of all time, and which is why – even as his peer, and even after seeing what Bo's been doing since being called up, like what's going through your mind when you see him take Clayton Kershaw yard twice in a game?
The kid can play. He's so talented, man. And you know he's definitely looking to jump off from that first pitch and first at bat. You know he's getting a heater, and he did just that second pitch. And I think the other home run was like a cutter or something like that. And the kid's so gifted. He's so talented. He's a good hitter. He's smart. And he's got a bright future.
Yeah, I think without question, it's exciting times in Blue Jays land because of him, because of Vlad, because of yourself. You've had an amazing second half as well. So it's another bullpen day today. And yesterday you guys did the opener. Is there anything different you have to do? Like, is that a little more difficult for you as a catcher, having to catch those games, knowing you're going to see a lot of arms?
On the bullpen days?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, usually you got a starter, you're trying to pace through, you're trying to get them through seven, and, you know, you got like one game plan, but with the bullpen day, you got, you know, anywhere from four to five guys possibly coming in and you got to manage the scouting report on those guys and the intel with the hitters. And, you know, it is a little bit of a challenge, but, bullpen days are all right with the guys that we got. We got some long guys that can go three or four, like a Viglio. And, we got some guys like Wilmer opening tonight.
Does it affect you a lot, though, at all? Because, most pro athletes are creatures of routine. And so when you have to kind of change it up like that, where, you are preparing for multiple pitchers, like how much does that wear on you or change things for you?
It is a little bit different just because, you know, like I said, you're hopefully going to take your starter through six and you got guys coming in one inning or two innings and, you're kind of going over hitters with different guys on the mound. So, you know, you kind of got to do that on the run, on the move. But once you do it, you know, this is not the first time we've done a bullpen day or the opener and all that stuff. Kind of get used to it quick.
So, again, we're talking to Blue Jays catcher Danny Jansen from Los Angeles. And one of those guys you caught yesterday was Sean Reed Foley. And we were talking about it off the top of the show that he is someone who gets visibly emotional on the mound. And when he's struggling, what is it like between the two of you when you have a guy like that is a little bit more emotional? Is your part more just, you know, trying to be silent and calm, stick to the game plan, or is there added stuff that you have to do with a guy like that?
Usually when Foley, when he's struggling, you know, he's nitpicking with the fastball and he pitches off his fastball. So, you know, when times like that happen, I usually go out to the mound. He is emotional. He's a competitor. You know, that's what he is. So, you know, I'll go out there with Justin and I said, Foley, I'm going to set up more middle, and I want you to just throw it right through me. You know what I mean? And just kind of keep it simple on him. You know, you don't want to run his pitch count too up with the nitpicking like happened yesterday. So we try to keep him on the plate more, especially, you know, if he's cruising, he's cruising. If he's spotting, he's spotting. But, you know, if he's not, then you kind of got to keep him on the plate. You got to make that adjustment. We tried doing that last night. So
I know you're not going to say this, and you shouldn't say this, but I will say this. That pitch to Max Muncy was like a clear strike. It was right there. The inning should have been over. We all know it. You don't have to say it. We all know it. Dogs know it. But, yeah, that's baseball, right? Like, how difficult is that? And how much of your job is, hey, just put that behind you. We all know it. This is baseball. We're dealing with human umpires until we're not. But right now we're dealing with humans, and this is going to happen. You got to put that behind you.
Yeah, you have to, man. Like you said, it's baseball, you know. Crazy stuff happens, you know, that was a pitch that could have went either way. And, that was an important pitch, but after that, you got to keep making pitches after that. You know, you can't let that, let that mess with you. You can't get mad about it. You got to just keep going, because you know, next thing you know, that something will snowball if you think too much on it. So you got to keep moving. You know, like you said, umpires are humans, and we all are. We all make mistakes. You know, I'm not saying make mistakes, but you know that stuff happens. So you just got to keep moving on.
So you're only 24 years old, and yet, yeah, when you talk about Boba Shett and you're calling him kid, it's like, yeah, that's an accurate representation. And now, basically, you're one of the veterans in this clubhouse, and there's been a lot of excitement basically since the deadline. The team's been winning, been hitting. I think everybody's enjoying some level of success. Like, what has the change been like in terms of the atmosphere of the clubhouse since all of the success has been happening?
Yeah, it's just more, there's a lot of excitement, and there's a lot of younger guys. I'm a young guy too, and you know, there's a lot of energy, and you know, we're going to Dodger Stadium. Everybody's, a lot of guys for the first time, Smokey for the first time, and he's been in the league for a while, so, and you're facing Clayton Kershaw, and everybody's excited about that, and you know, guys can swing it. Our team can really swing it. And that's an exciting thing going into whoever we're playing. We know that we're going to put the barrel on the ball, and we know that we're going to compete. So it's been fun.
Do you view yourself as one of those veteran leaders already?
I consider myself a leader. Not really a veteran leader. I mean, I think I just scratched like a year of service.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I feel like a leader because I'm the catcher and I'm you know, one of the captains. I see the whole field, and you know your job as a catcher is so much more. So you know, I do kind of view myself as a guy with leadership, but not really a veteran. Even though there's a lot of young guys up here, and you know, I can maybe give some advice at going different places or you know, a scouting report and all that stuff. Just I've been doing it a tad longer, but not much.
125 games in the major leagues. It's a veteran on this team. Yeah. It's probably a little bit over
weird.
The top. Yeah. So yeah, Sean was the only guy that got an at bat yesterday on the staff. There was some pinch hitters after that. You've seen these guys take BP now. Who swings at the best of the pitching staff?
I haven't really seen them take BP, but I know that Trent Thornton, you know, he got two hits in San Francisco that one day. And you know, a couple loud hits. But I don't know. I feel like Wagersback. I think Wags can swing it a little bit. I got a feeling.
Big strike zone. I was going to say with Wagersback.
Yeah, and he just seems like he's so lanky and you know, and so big and I don't know. I feel like he can. Like I said, though, I haven't really seen during BP. They kind of do it sneakily. You know what I mean? Like very subtle times, like very quick, and they go out there real fast before everybody. But next time we do it, I want to get that down. I want to see who does it.
Hey man, last year when we talked to you, it coincided with talking to Ryan Barucki, and know that the two of you are buddies. And you know, when we did talk to you, you're kind of making jokes at one another. And he's someone that we actively root for on this team, on this show. And it really sucked to see him incur, you know, another elbow injury. And as his friend, like I'm sure someone who does keep in contact with him, like where's he at right now? Like where's he at mentally?
You know,
is he doing all right?
Yeah, you know what he is. I think it's a big sign of relief after he had that surgery, and now he, you know, it was just nagging him a little bit, and you know, he told me about it, and he said he doesn't feel the same at all. And you know what? I think that surgery and getting it all cleared up and coming in next year strong, because he's a workhorse. He's gonna get where he needs to be. I think it was such a big relief for him, and I think he's in a good spot mentally.
Talking to Danny James.
Obviously, he wants to be with the boys. I mean, that's the tough part, but. But he's all right.
Yeah. Who wouldn't? And who wouldn't want to be in California and seeing Dodger Stadium? I've been there. Had a Dodger dog.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Talking to Danny Jensen. Have you ever had a Dodger dog? I mean, it's tough when you're playing, but no?
Never, but I do love hot dogs.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I was
going
to say tough because, yeah, it's not exactly like you can eat one during the game. Always a tough
maybe
look.
Maybe I'll ask for one before the game today.
Well, yeah, before, because I was going to say Mark Sanchez is like known for the butt fumble, but secondarily, I think Sanchez was most famous for also getting caught eating a hot dog on the sideline of an NFL game. And it's like, yeah, you don't really want to be the guy. You don't want to be the hot dog guy. Like, that's not a gift that you want to have, you know, now. It's just, this is going to live forever. That's just going to be everywhere.
Right.
Not the thing to do.
Not at all.
I was going to say, I got to segue off of food. I got to get one in on food.
All
so.
Right.
We talked to Anthony Kay yesterday. We had him on. I don't know if you've had a chance to meet him or if you follow him on Twitter, but he did the whole, like, I'm going to ingratiate myself to Canadians by asking them, you know, what they like to eat, and I'm going to try Canadian things before I eventually or hopefully move up here to Canada. And now that you've been here for a while and, yeah, you are a veteran, what was the biggest adjustment for you as an American moving to Canada? Like, what was the strangest thing about living in Canada where you realized, like, oh, yeah, I'm in a different country?
I don't know. I think it's just like, you know, the money, kind of always get to use the card because of the currency exchange. What else? I never drove, but like the speed limits is always strange right away. You see like 120 on the highway or 100 and all that stuff.
Oh, I feel like you could get away with speeding though.
Probably not.
Yeah, perhaps.
Like, I'm from the States. Here's an American driver's license. They're like, all right, everybody gets one.
I thought it was 100 miles an hour.
That was like the Autobahn. Like, let's go.
Fast as you want.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good segue to my question now, Danny, as we're approaching the end of this interview. But, your buddy Ryan Baraki is one of the young pitchers we're excited about. We're also super excited about Nate Pearson, who made his AAA debut yesterday. He throws 102, man. Have you caught him before in spring or anything? Have you ever caught 102?
Yeah, I caught him in spring. I want to say this spring, maybe last one too. And everything's hard, man. His slider's like 92, if I recall, and it's got action. I mean, from what I hear, he locates it all, and I saw him in the Futures game. And, yeah, that's exciting, man. He's got an arm on him. He's a horse.
How much are you paying attention to what's happening in Buffalo right now? Because a couple of those guys you would think are going to join your team in September, you're going to be catching a couple of them.
Yeah, not so much, but, I mean, I saw TJ Zoy, no-hitter.
Yeah.
What is it, two, three days ago?
Yep.
And then that catch that JD made, Jonathan Davis made, second to last out or something like that, was just another feat for his mixtape. That kid can play too.